Welcome to Microsoft Build 2017. I am Rahul and I have with me Rohan Shah. We are program managers in Visio team and we'll be talking about building applications using Visio. Brief introduction to Visio. Visio is the industry-leading diagramming application and it empowers you to create anything visually. Human mind processes images much faster when compared with the same information provided in the form of text. And therefore, Visio has become even more critical in this world of data explosion. Visio is used in a bunch of industries. Customers use Visio to create manufacturing plant. A lot of retail stores use Visio to build supply chain layouts. A lot of other companies use it for displaying business processes. IT admins use it for building network diagrams. And also in HR, Visio is used for organization charts. Visio Online is the web version of Visio. It is part of Office Online ecosystem and it enables high fidelity viewing of Visio diagrams from the browser of your choice. Diagram author can create Visio diagram using Visio desktop and he or she can then share it with key stakeholders through multiple cloud storages, be it SharePoint Online or OneDrive for Business, or it could be Exchange Online when the diagram author has shared the diagram through an email attachment, or it is also available on Outlook.com. The consumers can view their diagrams in Visio Online without the need to install Visio. Visio Online extensibility enables solution developers to build rich mashup solutions to meet their organization's specific needs through JavaScript APIs. The APIs enable programmatic access to the embedded Visio Online diagram in a SharePoint page. Developers can use the APIs to interact with Visio diagram elements like pages and shapes. It can expose diagram data. Developers can also write custom handlers for mouse events, create visual markups on the diagram canvas, and more. One of the key scenarios is of a process repository, which lists different processes in a company by categories. If the user clicks on any process from the tree view, the corresponding Visio diagram is loaded. Let's look at a short demo created using these APIs. Fabrica Motors is an automotive company, and they use Visio to manage their business processes in different departments. With Visio JavaScript APIs, their process efficiency team can easily monitor the progress in different processes through a live and interactive dashboard. When a user clicks on one of the diagrams in any department, the corresponding process is loaded. The diagrams are connected to live data, and clicking on refresh dashboard calls the API to bring in the latest data and display inside the dashboard. Now, process administrator can simply input the completion percentage, say 50%, and it will highlight all the tasks that are delayed. So the highlighted tasks have input completion percentage, less than 50. So how this is happening is that the API is reading the shape metadata for all the tasks and then calling the highlight API for the desired shapes. You can also click on highlighted shapes and see more details about the delayed task. This is done using the selection changed event. Whenever the selection is changed, an event is raised and corresponding shape data is read by the API and it is displayed. Handing over to Rohan for a deep dive into the APIs.
Thank you, Rahul. One can use Visio JavaScript APIs to embed Visio diagrams residing in SharePoint Online and build powerful solutions. Looking at the Visio Online extensibility priorities, we wish to extend productivity by providing APIs that are at par with Visio Services API provided earlier, and we are adding more APIs as we speak. We will ensure that the APIs are forward-looking and will not break with changes. We have used the same underlying platform to build Visio JavaScript APIs as that of Office. Hence, if you are an Office developer, building Visio solution would feel very similar. Now we will go through a code sample and understand key concepts. Here is a blank SharePoint page with three buttons. Init embed frame, zoom, and add highlight. Let us look at the code behind. This is the ASPX page. To use the Visio JavaScript functionality, one needs to include this particular library. This is the library which will have our developer embedded code. The developer embedded code is residing here. Here are the three buttons and the corresponding functions for each of them. Init, zoom, and highlight. We'll look at them one by one. In the first one, the init Visio frame, we need to add the diagram URL. So I'll go to the browser, copy the diagram URL, paste it. We need to ensure that the action is embed view. We have to use the embedded session object to initialize communication between the developer frame and the Visio frame. I'll click on init embedded frame and the Visio diagram loads up. Now let's see the zoom button. To get IntelliSense, we are actively working on providing an NPM package. Currently, this is available internally. The zoom button contains one function, which is visio.run. This is used to execute a batch script and perform actions on Visio object model. We will start with get the page context.document.getActivePage. The next step is to do zoom, which is an operation that will not be persisted in file, hence a view level operation. Let's set it to 120%. And finally, we'll have to sync it. Until we do a sync, all the objects that we have declared earlier are just proxy objects. Let me refresh the diagram. And now let us do the zoom. Great. Now it's time for add highlights. The first step is to get the page. Next, let's get all the shapes. Now we'll have to load the shapes. Since shapes are complex objects, we'll have to load them. After the shapes have been loaded, inside the sync function, we have iterated over all the shapes and have taken the view level object. Now what we need to do is view.highlight and give it a color, say red, with a thickness of 3. We do a context.sync and let's see the method running. So now let us click on zoom and now on highlight all shapes. So we have seen the highlight happening, and it has been very easy. All of the documentation for doing a sample piece of code and understanding the properties and methods of each classes for Visio.js API is available at akka.ms/visio-js-api. To get early previews of exciting new features of Office Visio, please visit akka.ms/visio-new. Thank you.